Good morning. Thank you so much for starting your day, being encouraged, being uplifted with the Life Songs Morning Show and Josh and Nancy. And
yeah, we got Chris here with us too.
We have a friend in the house.
Chris Cleveland of Stars Go Dim. You really are Stars Go Dim. Like you are that. You could change your name legally, like The Edge.
Maybe.
You could be Stars Go Dim.
Is that a cool thing?
We
could try it.
We would say.
If you can pull it off.
I don't think my wife would call me that, but we could try it. You know.
Stars Go Dim. You get your butt in the kitchen right now.
That's right. No, if I heard my mom say it, I'd be scared.
What if that was like your first, middle, and last name, though?
Stars Go Dim.
And they just call you Stars for the most part. Stars
well,
Dim
that would
if you're being
be
introduced.
Cool.
And Stars Go Dim if only you're in trouble.
That's right. That's right.
That's okay.
Right. All right, so Chris,
stop talking about this. Let's move on.
We've been listening to your music for a while now. We want to know more about Stars Go Dim.
Yes.
Like, where did the band come from? Where did you...
Man, so Stars Go Dim as a band has been around for a little more than 10 years, which is kind of crazy.
Wow.
So I started this with a group of guys, and it was a mainstream...
So you were like 12 when the band started?
Yes,
yeah.
I was exactly 8 years old, and... I was 20-something at that point. And we were like a mainstream pop band. Mm-hmm. So we started writing songs, and it was just kind of a writing thing. And this was like before Facebook. This was like during MySpace, if you remember that.
Man, sometime. I miss MySpace
yeah,
days.
Yeah, I know. You could like set your top 9 or whatever.
Taylor
I can't
Swift
remember what it was.
It was weird.
It's like before things were viral,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And so before streaming... So we put like some songs on the MySpace, uh-huh, you know, and
the MySpace. That's
on
how
the
old
MySpace.
It was. It still
yeah
had the.
And these songs kind of got out of control, and we started doing music, and we did that for 5 or 6 years, and then I've been a worship leader my whole life, and I was at a big church in Oklahoma, and eventually God kind of led it in a different way, and I teamed up with a label in Nashville and started doing Christian music, and that's when you guys probably got to know me then,
yeah,
probably 2015 or something.
Yeah.
So it's been around for a long time. So if you followed us for a long time, you've seen me with various lengths of hair, and more or less
right now,
and
yeah,
more or less wrinkles. It, you know, that's just laziness. I just haven't had time for a haircut in a while.
Do you put it in a bun?
When I work out, yeah. Yeah, when I work out. Oh, but I have to, it's not long enough like to get it all up there, so you have to kind of like soccer player it.
So it looks like a 12-year-old's ponytail.
Yeah, it's like David Beckham in like 2003.
You know? Literally just compared yourself to David Beckham.
I mean, no big deal.
Because he could. The one
man,
time that he
Man, the best
can.
I could do is maybe James Corden, but you're like David Beckham, you know? That's awesome. That's
and hilarious. Basically, your wife probably dictates the length a little bit as well.
You know, I feel like when you become an adult and you get married as a man, the only reason you have a haircut is because your wife
yes
likes it or doesn't.
Exactly.
There's no other reason.
A wise man,
yeah,
just saying.
So,
you want me to spend how much money to get my hair cut?
Like,
that's ridiculous.
No, if I can be lazy and she's like, that's fine, I'm cool. That'll work.
Awesome. Well, you got a new song out called Heaven on Earth.
Yes.
I've heard it, but the Life Songs family hasn't yet.
Oh,
and
man.
We're excited to share it with them. What's the story behind the song?
So for the last few years, I've been traveling around, and I was leading worship at this mega church in Oklahoma, and life's just crazy. My wife and I have 3 kids.
Wow.
5, almost 4, and almost 2. So life is just wild. And I was traveling about 8 months a year. So with kiddos that young, mm-hmm, man, you just miss them.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of got to a point where I knew that I couldn't keep up with it. I knew it wasn't sustainable, but I did it for like 2 years after that. And my wife finally said, hey, we got to do something about this. And I'm kind of like dragging my feet, and finally God like kind of intervened in this crazy way. And to say it quickly, I wound up just being forced into a season of rest. And last year, trying to write this record, it just wasn't coming together like I thought it would. I was in a writing session trying to bring new music to you guys, and I wound up in a hospital bed because my appendix almost exploded, like,
wow,
in a writing session. And my wife flew out to Nashville because we're still in Oklahoma. Because I was all by myself, and that was kind of the beginning of this season where I said, okay, God, what is going on here? What do you have for us? And it was just this big kind of time where he started to say, hey, you need to start relying on me. You need to start trusting in me for real. Like, not just saying it, but actually, like, give me your life. And that was kind of what led us to this song. So I wrote this song around that time. And then, crazily, you know how you, like, pray for patience or something, and then you have to live through it?
That was, like, the worst idea ever.
Oh, yeah. It's like, that's how I felt the last year. It's like, I wrote this song, and then I've been living the lyrics, you know, for the last year. And but we sold our house in Oklahoma in October and moved to Tennessee. I finished up a tour and I got home about mid-December, and this is the first trip I've taken. So we took about 6 months off, and I finished this record, and I've been figuring out what it is to be a husband and a dad, mm-hmm. kind of for the first time with my kiddos, and just really living into this season. In the midst of that, I think it's been one of those times where it's just like, God, like, show me your work. Show me where you are. Show mm-hmm. me what you're doing. Let me be a part of that. Let me join you in it. So I'm finally excited to bring you guys new music and this song, which has really just been a reflection of our lives and my family. And so being able to come here and do ministry in a way that's healthy and that's good for my family, and I think will be great for the kingdom, even more so than what we were doing before. So
that's awesome.
That's awesome. And I love the lyric video. It definitely, I would say, represents that you have been refreshed.
Well, thank you.
It really does. It's awesome.
Here you go. This is Stars Go Dim. It's brand new. Heaven on Earth. Wow. An uplifting life song. Take my life and let it be set on fire for all to see. Break me down, build me up again. Don't leave me the way I've been. Take my heart into your hands. Come and finish while you begin. Till I seek your kingdom first. Till I shine, shine like heaven on earth. That was brand new from our friend Stars Go Dim. We've got Chris Cleveland here in the studio with us this morning, and we're having a blast. I hope you enjoyed that song, Heaven on Earth. You're going to hear it a lot this summer on Love Songs, because it is, I'm calling it now, hashtag song of the summer.
Okay.
So we
did heard it straight from Josh.
Last May,
when Josh
we called
it,
Bulletproof
it happens.
Would be the song of the summer, and it was. And then it was the song of the fall and the winter. So,
with no help from me, just saying.
So it's going to be awesome. And I can't wait to hear more and more of it, Chris.
Dude, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So you're a gifted songwriter, and you just took a season in life to spend time working on songwriting.
That's right.
If we want to put you through our very special Life Song songwriting game. It's called 5-6-7-8. So we're going to give you three boxes.
Okay.
It's a people, place, and thing.
Great.
You have to pick one thing from each box.
Okay.
And then write a song about what you've picked.
Great.
So you cool with that?
Let's do this.
All right, here is the 5-6-7-8 cubes.
Where are the things at?
They're in there.
All right, I'll take the box.
You got the box.
Do I say what each thing
is? Once you get them all out, go ahead and read.
Okay.
All three.
This is going to be good. The first one.
So this is going to be a
person, place, or thing.
Chris Cleveland, Stars Go Dim original song written specifically for Life Songs.
Okay, our person is Prince Louis Arthur Charles.
All right.
I have no idea who that is.
That's the new baby that was born to Prince William.
Oh, okay. Kate. Well, that helps for some context. place, pet shelter.
Okay.
And then this might be a country song, a pickup truck.
Oh, wow.
All right.
A thing.
Prince Louis, Arthur, a pickup truck.
And a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you've got 5 minutes to crank out a song. You get the guitar ready.
Okay.
You work on that, and while that goes on, it's time for Face to Face on Uplifting Life Songs.
Do you listen to Life Songs while you're at work? Then you could be the Life Songs Employee of the Month. Sign up now at lifesongs.com for a chance to win fresh Gerald's Donuts and hot coffee, personally delivered by the Life Songs Morning Show right to your workplace.
Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy, and we're so excited to have Stars Go Dim in the studio with us, Chris Cleveland. Man, you are
I'm much less excited about this.
I know. So we're going to play 5-6-7-8, which you've heard a couple times on the morning show. Chris has got to basically make up a song on the fly about three things. Prince Louis, the new prince, a pickup truck, and what was the other thing?
What was the third thing? A pet shelter.
Yes.
Yeah, pet shelter.
Yeah, because today is National Animal Shelter Day.
And you can't just play in the eyes of an angel for the pet shelter thing. So So here we go. Without further ado, it is time for 5-6-7-8.
Let's see how this goes. There's a pickup truck, so it has to be a little country song, you know. Ready?
I'm gonna try. I gotta get there faster. Hey. I need a kiss for little Prince Louis Arthur. Yeah. Gonna get me a dog, maybe a cat. Don't know what it is about that. Just need something from the pet shelter. So I'm gonna drive a little bit faster, yeah. 'Cause I need a gift for Prince Louis Arthur, yeah. Ooh, for Prince Louis Arthur.
Wow.
Nice.
I'm impressed. Like, on the fly.
As close as it could be.
You got soul, man.
Dude.
Real soul.
Very nice.
You're in a great city for that here, you know? You said that was country, but that was more blues.
I'll take blues.
Loved it.
I had to put in the...
You're in New Orleans. You got to do the blues.
So name your next single.
Next single?
Maybe that's not going to be your next single.
I think it's got to be...
Drive.
Drive. Yeah, drive works.
Drive.
I like it.
Simple, powerful,
yeah.
Statement piece, really.
I like it. Man. I left out Charles because I couldn't make the rhyme scheme work.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, they have like 12
Everybody
names.
Gets it, right?
I know. Yeah.
How many kings do you need to be named after?
All of them, apparently.
Most definitely. How fortunate for your kids. So now that's a game you need to play with them. I'm calling your wife and saying, here's a game for daddy.
I will do that every once in a while. We'll sit around and just make up songs, you know. Mm-hmm. And my kids love to sing and dance and do all that kind of stuff.
Fun.
Usually, though, it's like a variation of some troll song or something, you know, crazy that they've been listening to. So.
PJ Masks. Or,
that's, PJ Masks, Paw Patrol.
Yep.
I'm deep into all of those.
I bet you are.
Oh, yeah. I've got a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, so I'm right there
you
with
know
you.
All about it.
Yeah, I do.
I think we have stock in probably all of those with all the toys that we have.
it does
we
feel should. Like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you're back on the road. You're getting ready for this new album. This new song is awesome. It's going to be the song of the summer.
Man.
Not the one that you just wrote. That one, however, will live on in infamy on
yes.
Facebook.
That's right.
Forever and ever and ever. But you know what? We've come to know and love you from previous songs. You want to play another song for us?
Dude, we can do that. Got to retune.
Oh, so you dropped deep for that.
I did.
Wow.
You're right.
Impressive. I mean, you really went into songwriting mode.
I went into
mode.
It, you know. It just felt right. It just felt right.
It's very nice. What are you going to play for us?
I'll play the one that you guys probably know, a song called You Are Love we put out a couple years ago.
Awesome.
Cool? High pain in the weirdest places, broken souls with smiling faces, fighting for surrender. For now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little honesty, yeah. 'Cause you are loved if your heart's in a thousand pieces. If you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you I love when it feels like something's missing. When it hurts but you can't find healing. Just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. We're not made to be superheroes. Photoshop all size zeros. A light not expected, but not quite perfected, yeah. Look up, see the sun is shining. There's hope on a new horizon calling you. And it's calling you. I loved if your heart's in a thousand pieces. If you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you were loved. Just look up, know you. I love when it feels like something's missing. When it hurts but you can't find healing. Just look up, know you are loved. Just
just a cup. No, you were loved, and you, you don't have to prove yourself. And don't try to be someone else. You don't have to prove yourself. Don't try to be someone else. 'Cause you are loved. No, think you are loved if your heart's in a thousand pieces. Lost and you're far from reason. Just a cup, no, you were loved. Just a cup, no, you are loved. When it feels like something's missing, you are loved. You are loved.
Wow.
Thank
Man,
you.
Man, that was beautiful and awesome. And I cannot stress enough to everyone listening how hard it is to sing this early in the morning. And you're not just singing, like, you are nailing it.
Thanks, I know.
Man. Well
Monday.
Done.
What? Happy Monday, right?
Come on.
Live music in the studio. What a way to start.
I know. We get to start the day with a concert.
I mean.
Like it.
That's
good
awesome.
Stuff.
Chris, thank you for hanging out with us this
thank
morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks for making me write a new country song. It's great.
Our pleasure.
We'll
thank
share
you. You're welcome.
We'll share it on your Facebook page.
Perfect.
I'm sure your label will appreciate that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'm not sharing writing credit.
Okay.
I just want you to know.
That's fine. Just okay. Do a lyric video for it. That would be the best.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Well, Chris, from Stars Go Dim, thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all very much.